Digital panhandling. Is it a thing? Have you ever wondered about the age-old practice of panhandling? Picture this, a person standing on the side of the road, holding up a cardboard sign pleading for spare change. It's an image that has become synonymous with unfortunate circumstances and desperate pleas for help. But in today's digital age, where technology constantly evolves, could panhandling have found its way onto our screens? Welcome to the world of online begging, or, as some call it, digital panhandling. In this thought-provoking Social Chats magazine podcast, we'll explore what panhandling means and how this traditional act has transformed in the era of smartphones and social media. So buckle up as we embark on this intriguing journey into modern-day begging. Intro. Picture this. You're walking down a bustling city street when suddenly your attention is captured by someone standing on the corner with a weathered sign in hand. "We'll work for food," it reads. This age-old practice of panhandling has become woven into the fabric of our society, representing the hardships faced by those less fortunate. Panhandling typically involves individuals asking strangers for money or other assistance to meet their basic needs. It's an act that elicits mixed emotions from passersby. Some feel empathy and may offer spare change, while others may ignore or even judge those seeking help. But what happens when this traditional form of begging transitions into the digital realm? With smartphones becoming an extension of ourselves and social media platforms connecting us like never before, online panhandling has emerged as a new phenomenon. In today's interconnected world, where virtual communities thrive and information travels at lightning speed, people have found alternative ways to ask for financial support through various online platforms. From crowdfunding campaigns to personal appeals shared on social media feeds, digital panhandlers aim to touch hearts and open wallets through powerful narratives. This shift from physical streets to virtual avenues raises questions about the effectiveness and ethics behind online begging. Does it provide genuine aid to those in need? Or does it perpetuate dependency without addressing underlying issues? As we dive deeper into this fascinating topic of digital panhandling in this podcast, we'll explore its motivations, impacts on both givers and receivers alike, and ethical considerations surrounding this modern twist on an age-old practice. What is panhandling? Well, it's a form of begging or soliciting for money in public spaces. It's often seen as individuals holding signs or cups on the side of the road, asking for spare change from passersby. Panhandlers can be found in many cities and towns around the world. They typically seek assistance due to financial hardship, homelessness, or other personal circumstances. Some may have lost their jobs or faced unexpected expenses that left them struggling to make ends meet. The act of panhandling has been controversial and debated by society. Some argue that it perpetuates dependency and enables individuals to avoid seeking more sustainable solutions. Others believe it is a necessary means of survival for those experiencing extreme poverty. Regardless of one's opinion on traditional panhandling methods, there is now an emerging trend known as online or digital panhandling. This involves using social media platforms, crowdfunding websites, or even personal blogs to ask for financial support. With the rise of technology and internet accessibility, individuals can now reach a wider audience with their pleas for help. However, this form of digital panhandling also comes with ethical concerns and questions about authenticity. While traditional forms of panhandling have long existed in our society, technology has opened up new avenues for individuals seeking assistance through online platforms. Whether one considers this practice acceptable or not depends on individual perspectives and beliefs about charity and personal responsibility. Begging on the side of the road has become a common sight in many cities worldwide. Whether due to poverty, homelessness, or other challenging circumstances, individuals resort to this desperate act hoping to receive some spare change from passersby. It's hard not to feel empathy when you see someone standing there with a sign asking for help because their presence forces us to confront the inequalities and struggles within our society. We may wonder about their stories. What led them to this point? What challenges have they faced along the way? Yet, as we contemplate these questions, we face another reality. Roadside begging can be dangerous for those who engage in it and drivers on busy streets. It poses risks such as accidents, health hazards, and potential exploitation by criminal networks. Moreover, while giving money directly to panhandlers might provide temporary relief or satisfaction for us as donors, it does little to address systemic issues contributing to poverty and homelessness. In fact, consistent giving can perpetuate dependence rather than facilitate long-term solutions. Instead of solely relying on traditional forms of panhandling like begging on street corners or at traffic lights, technology has opened up new avenues for people seeking financial assistance, namely online platforms explicitly dedicated to digital panhandling. Digital panhandling allows individuals facing financial hardship or unexpected expenses to reach out directly through social media channels or crowdfunding websites to raise funds from a wider audience without being physically present. While digital panhandling offers convenience and broader exposure compared with its traditional counterpart, critics argue that it could also foster fraudulent activities if not adequately regulated. There have been instances where scammers take advantage of people's sympathies by creating fake profiles or concocting elaborate sob stories only meant to trick generous individuals into parting with their money. Online panhandling. Have you ever come across the term online panhandling? It might sound like a peculiar concept, but it has become a reality for some individuals in today's digital age. Online panhandling refers to begging for money through various online platforms and channels. With the advent of social media and crowdfunding websites, people have found new avenues to ask for financial assistance. Platforms like GoFundMe or Kickstarter allow individuals to create campaigns and share their stories in hopes of receiving donations from sympathetic strangers. The rise of online panhandling has sparked debates about the ethics and effectiveness of this practice. Some argue that it allows those facing genuine hardships to receive support from a wider audience. On the other hand, skeptics question whether these pleas are legitimate or simply scams. One concern with online panhandling is verifying each case's authenticity. Unlike traditional street panhandlers, who can be seen firsthand, online beggars may only sometimes provide accurate information about their circumstances or intentions. Moreover, no guarantee that donated funds will be used as intended by those seeking help. Lack of transparency can make donors hesitant to contribute funds without concrete proof of need. Despite these concerns, many people still panhandle online due to its potential benefits. It allows them to reach a larger audience quickly and efficiently compared to traditional methods. Additionally, it will enable individuals with limited mobility or accessibility issues to seek assistance without leaving their homes. Online panhandling is indeed a thing in our digital era. While it raises ethical questions and concerns regarding authenticity and transparency, it also presents an alternative means for those facing difficulties to seek help from others willing to lend support. Conclusion. In today's digital age, panhandling has taken on a new form. While traditional begging on the side of the road is still prevalent, online panhandling has emerged as a viable option for those in need. The internet provides a platform where individuals can contact others and ask for financial assistance. However, it is crucial to approach digital panhandling with caution. As with any online interaction involving money, there are risks involved. Scammers and fraudsters may exploit people's generosity by posing as someone in need or misusing funds received. On the other hand, there are genuine cases where people genuinely require help due to unforeseen circumstances, such as medical emergencies or sudden job loss. In these instances, digital panhandling can provide a lifeline for those who have exhausted all other options. As society continues to evolve and technology advances further, it remains crucial that we find ways to address poverty and inequality at their root causes rather than solely relying on band-aid solutions like panhandling, whether offline or online. While digital panhandling offers an avenue for assistance in times of desperate need, it should be viewed as something other than a sustainable long-term solution. Governments and organizations must work together to create comprehensive strategies that tackle poverty head-on through education programs, employment opportunities, affordable housing initiatives, and social welfare systems. By addressing these underlying issues effectively and compassionately supporting those in need through well-established channels rather than depending solely on individual acts of kindness facilitated by technology, we can work towards building more inclusive societies where no one needs to resort to begging either digitally or offline. So next time you come across someone asking for help online or see them standing at the roadside holding up their sign, remember that behind every plea lies another human being facing their own struggles. Rather than simply dismissing them as panhandlers, let us strive towards understanding their stories better to collectively build a fairer world for all.